Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, my co-host Barbara should be on here soon, and we're going to be talking about past lives and reincarnation. Now, I guess Barbara wanted to talk about this subject because, I don't know, it was fascinating. It was actually Priscilla, her daughters, that came up with the idea. And basically, you know, that's how it all happened. And a lot of people, they talk about reincarnation, you know, it's a cultural thing, you know. So, let me see here. I'm sure Barbara will be there soon. Give me a second. Okay. I got her. Yeah, you can call in. Okay. All right. I'll talk to you in a second. Okay. All right. Barbara will be here soon. She said that she's calling in. But until then, you know, give me one second here. All right. Sorry about everything. Sorry about that. We're just having some, I'm just waiting for Barbara to get there. But you know, Here we go. Hey, Barbara, how are you?
Oh, great. How are you, Joni? Hey, I was calling in and then you called me, so that makes it take a little longer to call in.
I'm sorry, Barbara. Yeah.
Well, I had a very busy day. Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. And Joni, she's just me. Well, just have me not there for 1 minute. Not even 1 minute, but I'm here. No, you.
But you
can't.
Know, it's actually kind of funny.
I can't even get a potato chip in my mouth because
I
wanted to chomp it because I just bought it. Although I shouldn't be hungry because I just had a fabulous lunch with my two girlfriends, Karami and Judy, today down in Irvine, which is about a half an hour away from Huntington Beach. And so I came back and then I had to stop at Amazon, everybody. But I'm here and I'm glad. Well, of course I would be here, but I'm glad and excited about this topic that we have tonight, Joni. Did you tell everybody what it was?
It was past lives and reincarnation, and that it was your daughter's idea.
Yes, it was my daughter's idea because we were watching this show, this documentary of all kinds of stories regarding it. And I thought, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. I never knew that so many people had the experience of a past life remembrance, basically. Like it's children. It's more in young children, to 3 to 4 years old children remember past lives. And I think that the memories just fade, and if there's not a strong memory and they're not talking about it with anybody and it doesn't kind of get out in the open and researched, then it's like we just forget. So I think most of us really have had past lives. What do you think?
I mean, you know, my father is a Buddhist, and he talks a lot about reincarnation with the, when we talked about Buddhism, and it's very common amongst the Buddhist faith. It's
he's very into this. He believes it. He's a believer.
He tends to fall more under the reincarnation mindset in than, you know, not, so to speak.
Can you tell us, Johnny, because I didn't know, what is the difference between past lives and being reincarnated, or isn't that the same thing?
Reincarnation is what you're going to be after this life. And past lives is what you were in a past life. In other words, reincarnation is the future. Past lives is the past.
Okay. So have you ever had any weird thoughts or dreams or memories that don't seem normal, that maybe you did have a past life?
No, but I mean, I've talked to people that do. I mean, you know, like when we, when I talked about the show tonight, I had people that said that they were going to try to call in with their thoughts. And, you know, it's something that's happened. I mean, have you ever thought about it, or what about any of your friends or anything?
I've thought about it a lot, and I want it to be so, but I don't have any memories of it. But I remember we had a psychic on, and she had interviewed my friend, and she got us on together one time, and she said, oh, you guys used to be sisters. Well, that seemed so far-fetched. I mean, was she just saying that because we were both on the show at the same time? It just seemed, okay, me and Shauna were sisters in a past life, but she went in to depth with it. What did you think about that when she was doing that?
That makes sense, you know. I mean, a lot of times it's sort of like there are people that, you know, sisters are people that, you know, they're forced to be together, you know, but then there are other people, sometimes you have friends that, you know, you're not used to them being with you all the time. Does that make sense?
Sisters with Shauna, I do not have any recollection. No, will you repeat it? Because I don't know what you did just say. The sisters are forced to be together.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that your attitude of somebody might be a little different if you were there with them all the time. Does that make sense? I mean,
no.
If you were to grow up in the same family as Shauna, your mindset towards her would be a little bit different than what it is now. It's sort of like your brother. You think of your brother very differently than the way you would think about Shauna, even though you two have known each other for years.
Well, it's unconditional love. I mean, Shauna is close to unconditional love. I mean, I love her dearly as a friend, but it's different, but it's not about that. I just think that it was far-fetched to just, okay, your girlfriend doing the show with you, and then the psychic says, oh, by the way, you guys were sisters in your past life. It just really, to me, it just seemed far-fetched. To me, it just seemed like, what are you doing, blowing smoke up our butts? I mean, we don't need it. We want the truth. We want real. We don't want you to tell us that because it's fun, you know? I want real. That's what we are on Life After Happiness. We are very real, and you've kept it always like that, Johnny.
Yeah.
You know, we never have told anybody, any psychic that we've ever had on, we've never told them anything about the person that they're going to be reading, ever. We would never, ever do that.
That's true. And the psychics that we have on don't want you to do that. I mean, they're very
No, they don't. Nobody's ever wanted us to do that. No, right.
Now,
you're right.
By the way, we do have a caller. Did you want to get a call or did you want to wait?
Yes, no, please. Have the caller. I'm happy that they're calling you.
Okay.
Great.
Rachel, you're live on the air.
You know, and I might be coming in and out.
Hi, Rachel.
Okay, Rachel.
Thanks for calling. That's okay.
I super love your happy spirit.
Love you, Jeremy.
Rachel, did you call with a story about a past life?
I don't know. She's on. Rachel, are you there?
Well, you know she's on.
Yes, yes. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
We can.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, fantastic. I've got a live show that I was working. So it was so funny. They had me talking at the same time I was talking to you guys. I'm super excited to. Yeah, I know, isn't that funny? I'm super excited to talk to you guys though about reincarnation because I definitely believe in reincarnation. My mother died in 2012, and when she passed, she was so worried that I wasn't gonna like survive that she stuck around instead of crossing over, and so I actually had to go to somebody to help cross her over, which, you know, is really interesting. And while I was there, I talked to these people, and they did this thing where you can go back, which I did, and learn about your past lives. And I thought that was really interesting to do.
Yes.
So it turns out that the people that you are really, really close to in your life, we tend to choose them in other lives. So if you do this past life regression session stuff, you find out that maybe in your past life, you know, you and your what is your son now was actually your mother in another life, or maybe your pet. But it turns out we tend to choose the same people, and we're connected but in different ways. And that's you know, my input, but I definitely believe in reincarnation. And the other thing I wanted to put in is I was just listening to Howard Stern talk to Paul Simon, who was saying that he was friends with this guy that was like this Dalai Lama monk guy. And the guy said, when it came to death, when we die, there's 3 weeks in darkness and then we go and then we're reincarnated, which I thought was really interesting. Because in that 3 weeks of darkness where we're not really crossed over, it's kind of where you're is that time when you're still connected to the people that you're close to. And I know with my own experience, when my mom died, my dad died, I've had friends that died, you see them. If you're open to that, you see them for about a few weeks, and then it's like they're gone, right?
And, are you saying 3 weeks are time, or are the weeks? I had this question. What is time to them, though? That
I
are
know, right?
Basically in limbo.
Yeah,
I bought that up earlier.
No,
yeah,
you did. And so what is time when you're? But this is what this guy, who's like, you know, one of these monks, says: 3 weeks in the darkness. And which I think the darkness, quote unquote, is that time where you're not reincarnated yet. And so it's I think in our time, and I know in personal experience, when I've had people that have died that I'm close to, it does feel like there's like about a 3 week period where, you know, you still hear them. They're there. They're talking. I know my mother was like, water the orchids or leave the orchids alone or, you know, everything you need, I left, blah, blah, blah.
I find it really interesting, but the show that I was watching, this makes a lot of sense with what the kids were saying, because they all had a memory of choosing their new mom. I don't know about the body or who exactly they were going to be in, but they were choosing the person they wanted to be with, but they didn't even know that mom. They would just say things like, I followed you in the snow, and maybe the mom, and it's their new kid, it's their five-year-old boy saying this, I chose you, mom, you're my favorite mom so far, or you're the favorite mom that I've had.
I've heard that actually from both of my boys many times. They would tell me, you're my favorite mom. And I'm like, where? what does that even mean? I'm your only mom, aren't I? And now,
wow.
Goosebumps, right?
Yes. Well, for you, how great. Didn't that make you feel special? There was one didn't like the mom and didn't want, when she went to the museum and realized that was her past home, she didn't want to go back with her mom. I felt bad for that lady. I mean, she really did feel bad. It really is.
You're
all
the
interesting,
first mom
and I believe it 100%. So did you interview your boys when they were young to get all the details, keep the details fresh and the memory fresh and research it?
I'll tell you, I did. Because I've always been open to it. And I remember reading about this stuff before they were born, that if you encourage a child when they are young and at that age to speak about this stuff, then they're open to it. They're not afraid of it. They're not going to, like, not talk about it. They're going to talk about it. So when they were just babies, I told them, you know, I was open to it. And I said, you know, grandma died. You know, you might see her. Or you know, and I would ask them questions. Do you remember other, you know, people? Do you remember your past life? And it's like, you know, you keep it always open so that they're not afraid of it. And it's funny how, you know,
did you ask them because they gave you hints ahead of time that they could have been experiencing past life memories, or did you just were open with them because they were children?
I did like a past life regression session when my mom died. And that was 2012. And so Cooper, my little one, he was born a few years later. And I remember telling him and asking him many questions that were open to all of this and being very curious. And so it's interesting to see now he's 9, but he says things all the time that are very interesting about how, you know, he loves me so much, and he's loved me in past lives, and he'll love me in future lives. It's like he's still at that age where he kind of is open to knowing things, and as an adult, you know, we've already shut many of these things down, but he's still open to it, and he says the wildest things that just come out of his mouth, you know, as a child. And
I think that's right.
Yeah, I do too. I wonder at what age.
I think
that would be an interesting question. What age do we start losing that?
I know, but I know that they even have memories before they can even talk, and then they dress differently. They dress old-fashioned. They are addicted to old movies, and they are saying something
and they talk about
some poetry.
They talk about lives in different places.
Yeah.
Like they'll say, well, back when I was over in Italy, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's weird, and how that they choose where to live this time. I don't know if that's a choice or not, but I want to ask you, caller, though, where do you go to study up on your past lives? Where do you find somebody to research it with, professional?
I live here in Houston, Texas, and I remember when my mom died, she was a really outstanding woman. She was always like everything she got involved with, she wanted to become like the president of the Workers Society, the president of, you know, this and that. She was always like, you know, the top of everything. And she was real loud and vocal, and she organized performing group tours all over the world. She spoke 7 languages. So like when she died, it was not going to be just silence. No. She was going to be very loud and vocal, and she wouldn't go away. And it was good at first, but then after like a while, I thought, I don't think this is healthy, because it really isn't. Like, if you don't cross over, it's not a healthy thing. So I remember looking, searching for people that do that. And so I found this woman here in Houston, and I went – and it was kind of like being hypnotized, which is where you get very, very relaxed. You are aware of what's happening, but, you know, you're so relaxed. You're in a state that you're able to see and experience and visually, like when your eyes are shut, you can see things. And she walked my mom through that light. And after that, it was so, it was different. It was completely different for, you know, me, as far as my mom's presence was not, her presence wasn't, you know, like it was before. And while I was there, they said they'd use the past life regression session, which is where you learn about your past lives. So I went back, and it was a similar situation where it's like you get put under like kind of hypnotic state, and you are asked to like go through different doors, and then you're asked what do you see, and you know, you'll see, like, maybe you'll see fields. I remember seeing, like, fields. And, you know, one time I was, like, a boat, you know, was very... But, you know, what was interesting was my mom, who I was really, really close to, I saw her all the way back into every life, even, like, up through, like, the beginning where it was just, like, stars and stuff. We were, like, together. Which I thought was interesting.
I think that's wonderful. And I feel very mm-hmm. close to my mother. She promised mm-hmm. me, and she was not into any of this supernatural. She was a strict Christian. But I think something mm-hmm. happens to you. If you know you're going to die, they tell you you are. You have many years to ponder it. And you mm-hmm. want to still stay in contact with your mm-hmm. family and your daughter. And mm-hmm. she saw ghosts. When I would be sitting on her bedside behind me, she's like, I saw them again. I saw, she thought it was angels that were, you know how God does show himself to you when mm-hmm. he's going to take mm-hmm. you. She saw mm-hmm. that two nights in a row right before she passed. So she started being a real believer, and she promised, I will come to you. If I can come to you, I will. And you know what? She does. And it's only when I feel complete love, open love in my heart, that she's open to come mm-hmm. to me when I'm not aggravated or upset or crying mm-hmm. over her or anything. But when I'm feeling love, just feel mm-hmm. love for everybody in the universe, that's when she comes.
if you're in that quiet space, you know, there's beauty in stillness. And I believe that if you know, so many people in life, you know, we're so busy. We're busy. We're thinking about, what do I have to do next? What else is happening today? Oh, my God, I'm not getting enough done. But if you stop and go outside, you take off your shoes, you sit in the grass, and you focus on just staring, maybe like at a bug or a piece of grass, and you sit in that stillness, you can hear things. And I think that's when we become open to more spiritual stuff, is just in that, in the calm. You know what
calm.
I mean?
Calm. Okay, so it probably is that. Yeah. That's probably what my state is, calm. It doesn't have to feel pure. I mean, can you really ever as a human feel pure? Yeah. No anxiety, nothing negative, no. So, yeah, that's what you need to do. What you just said is to get out in the nature, real calm, maybe by a big tree. You know how they have power, and then plants mm-hmm. have power too.
Yes.
My girlfriend was telling me, you know, and with all of the experiments that they're doing with the microdosing, with the mushrooms, and it's changing people's lives, which are just normal people. I mean,
they're normal
housewives. They just happen to have this chocolate bar that changed their life, and they're going back to order the real plant-based stuff and microdosing. That's what it's called.
Yep.
And
I have a friend
overnight parties.
Let me tell you, I have a friend, and he's a doctor in California, and he's a very successful doctor. And he, after work one day, he did the microdosing, and then he went home, and it was so life-changing. He went home to his wife. And he was like, oh, my God, my life is changed. He told her, they ended up moving out to, like, the country, buying, like, one of those silver Winnebago things called. Bought one of those things.
Oh, yeah.
And he became, like, a shaman.
Airstream.
An airstream. And he became, like, a shaman for some. And you can go out there and stay on his property, stay in that airstream, and he will, like, coach you through this, like, and while he gives you the microdosing stuff and, like, walk you through this life-changing experience.
Oh,
So,
wow.
Yeah.
And my girlfriends and I just had lunch.
Now, where
so
is
we
this place?
Were, at her house. She does it at her. Well, she doesn't really do it professionally, but
where,
I mean,
where is
she
this
has
place?
It. But I'd rather do it with the doctor. I want to. Let's get your info
it's in
and
California.
Get the doctor's info.
This, yeah. Well, the guy,
that actually makes sense.
I'll tell y'all
to do it with the doctor.
Yeah,
least
you,
responsible.
I'll send y'all a message afterwards because I mean it's funny because he's like, you know, I can't really talk about this because I'm a doctor. I could lose my license over all this because it's not, you know, but I'll send y'all, you know, y'all, I'll connect with you guys afterwards and I'll send you his information. But this guy's fantastic.
Oh, that'd be great because
yeah.
You were saying you're from Texas, but you know a guy in California, and that's where I live. Johnny's in Florida. I'm in California.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We have the guy on the other – I'm work with a podcast called Movie Reviews and More, and we had him on as a guest. And afterwards, he connected with me, and he was like, I love your energy. And we became friends. And that's when he told me, like, all this stuff. And I actually got some of those. I connected with the person like who he gets like the microdosing stuff, and I got it, but I don't know how to do it. So I'm like, oh, it's like I don't know, I don't want to do it.
Well, either it's a pill. My friend says she gets the pills because I said I can't even eat a chocolate bar once a week. I mean, that will affect my weight.
I love you already. I love you. That's how I am. So yeah, I'm a chef here.
You're
in
both
Houston,
Leos.
Yeah.
Eating clean is very important. I don't eat sugar, and I agree with you. I don't want to eat chocolate bars.
No, and I might need it more than once a week, you know? I mean, what if I wanted every day a little micro? And that chocolate form is not for me. Gosh,
no.
It's good. But I'm telling you. Okay, caller, what is your name again? I am sorry.
My name is Rachel Roberts, and I'm a little chef here in Houston, and I've got a morning show called Coffee Talk. And I work with,
Coffee
you know, several.
Coffee talk.
Yes.
Okay,
Rachel. She's before.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, well, I think you're a lot like your mom because you are cheerful, boisterous, talkative, animated.
Yeah.
I love those kinds of people. So you got it from her. And I can see why she didn't want to cross over. But you doing all the research and probably helped her to maybe go through and just rest in heaven because they can still
Thank
come
you.
Back right even if they're in heaven
right
they can right
yeah all right well listen
okay.
guys thank you for having me on I'll send you like the doctor his information in California and have a great show
okay yeah. thanks for calling
okay.
Rachel loved your
thank
story
you. Bye-bye.
Awesome bye-bye
that
Johnny this is great.
Yeah.
Great caller, because finding out more information, I wonder, I will ask her later, but I'm wondering how expensive these things are to have a professional person who knows all about it take you through. Because my girlfriend said that she has done that before, where you first take a little microdose of the mushrooms, then you go have some alone time, you come and talk about it, and then they give you a second dose of it. You might purge. You have to be open to it so you can get it out. She said she felt like a fire dragon. She gave herself permission to purge, which meant throw up. Sometimes your body needs to throw up what is inside. And then she had a good outcome from being open to that. Then they give you a little more. And she said it has changed her life. And I'm telling you, I had that one chocolate bar a few months ago, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
I just got it right across the street. It's not hard to get those. It was $40, which is expensive for a chocolate bar. And it was just at the vape shop where I was buying a poster. And the guy said, I tried this. This is really actually great stuff. I tried it. And I'm telling you, I was sitting in my living room crying happy tears of absolute joy. All of these little neurons were connecting. Just this feeling came over me of complete, wow, look at how much you should be grateful for. Look at everything around you. Look at your life, how wonderful it is. Everything just was amazing. I cried the tears. Then after that, it was just about 30 seconds of that, I then just happily cleaned the entire home that would take me a month in like a half an hour. Okay. I zoomed the house into shape. Then when that wore off, literally I could feel it still working for a week or two of, wow, something just connected and I get that now. Wow. Something connected and I get that now. Wow. It is weird. It's hard to explain. I think that's why you need to have a journal with you. And they do have you keep a journal right next to you while you are going through this process to jot things down, because you think you're going to remember all the time these things. But she just says it has changed her life. So she's inviting Judy and I over next month, and we're going to do it. It'll be another great show topic to see how that worked. Are you ever open to something like that, Johnny?
Not really, but I mean, I don't have a problem with other people doing it, you know.
Oh, good. I'm glad you don't have a problem with this. I seem to really not have a problem with it at all, and I do it. Well, you're a talk show host, and you need to be really in tune with what's going on in the world, even though you don't do it. So I'm looking up right now. The mushrooms, they're very easy to get. It's not like there's some kind of bad drug, okay? It's really good for you because plants have power. My girlfriend was telling me today, plants have power.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they were put on the earth for us. And that's why they say even have plants in your home, because they're giving you clear, they're cleaning your air and they're giving you wonderful things in your oxygen. And they're just, I'm doing it. I'm going to do it. And people are finally getting smart. It's taken a long time for them to do so. They're finally getting smart. And they are using plants for their benefit.
Hmm. Well,
yeah.
We
different. Hold on, Johnny. One more thing. It's different than marijuana. I don't know. It didn't make me feel that way at all. Marijuana is different. So I think it is a little less intense than marijuana, actually. And I think the benefits are amazing. All right. Well, that's our half an hour. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. And
thank
it was
you.
Quite interesting. It's an eye-opener, that's for sure. Past lives and what I'm about to do soon, this microdosing. So stay tuned, everybody, and if you have anything to add, feel free to stop by our social media, Facebook, Life, Laughter, Happiness, Instagram, Twitter, and also our YouTube channel, where you can find some of our favorite shows. But follow us here on Blog Talk Radio so you can get all the alerts to all of our upcoming shows. And we'll see you this Friday for Psychic Night with Dale Shear.
All right. Good night, everyone.
All right. Good night. Thank you, Johnny. Bye-bye.